completely redesigned Bashani Radio app is hotter than ever. Ever. Now you can binge listen your favorite podcast show. And for those listeners that like to talk trash, excuse me, I mean give feedback. Just tap our new feedback button and run your mouth for 60 seconds. Download free for iPhone and Android in the App Store or listen online at BashaniRadio.com.
Thank you for choosing to listen to this message by Elder Vincent T. Edwards, pastor of True Holiness Church of God in Christ in Tallahassee, Florida. We believe that you'll be blessed by the Word of God shared during this time. Now here's Pastor Edwards.
Hello, this is Elder Vincent T. Edwards, pastor of True Holiness Church of God in Christ, and I ask that you please support this ministry by making a donation of any amount today. You can give by way of the Cash App, and our cash tag is $THCOGIC, and that's $THCOGIC. You can also go online to our website, that's trueholinesscogic.org, that's trueholinesscogic.org. Click on the give icon in the upper right-hand corner, and you can use our online form, or you can choose PayPal to make your donation. And remember, a gift of any amount will help us to continue to spread the gospel, and may God richly bless you for your generous gift today. And we at True Holiness thank you for your support of the ongoing work of this ministry. And now for today's message.
I'm going to ask you today to turn with me to the book of Acts. Acts chapter 1. Acts chapter 1. And I'm going to read from verses 8 through 11, which will be the basis of the lesson on this Sunday morning. The book of Acts, chapter 1, beginning at verse 8, it says, "But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth." And when he had spoken these things, he being Jesus, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, which also said, "Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven." Let us pray. Heavenly Father, gracious Lord, my God, whom I love, my God who saved me and filled me with the Holy Spirit, I come to you right now, Lord, asking and needing your help. Your help to deliver this word that you have given to me this day for those who shall hear it. God, you take control. You teach. When I open my mouth, let your voice be heard. Let the Spirit of the Lord be felt in the name of Jesus. Lord, let me sit down and remove all that I want to add or to say, and let your will be done today. God, open the ears of those who are hearing. Let them hear today in this message what the Spirit is saying to them. In the name of Jesus. Now, as I sit down, Lord, you stand up in me so that this will be for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. God just gave me this earlier during the week. I was out doing something. I started walking. I went to the doctor and she said, "I need to walk. to stretch out my joints. So I just started walking, because she says that if I drop a few more pounds and move a little bit more, she can reduce my medication. So I got a reason. We had a reason to praise the Lord. I got a reason to walk. But as I was walking earlier during the week, the Lord put this in my mind. I didn't have how I was going to put this together, but he just gave me this to tell you today. He spoke to me and said, stop gazing and go. I don't know who this is for today outside of myself, because he spoke directly to my spirit when he said, stop gazing and go. Because here in the book of Acts, chapter 1, verses 8 through 11, we see that Jesus gave them a great commission. This is where we get the apostolic commission to go and to make disciples. Jesus spoke these words to them, his disciples. And after he had spoken these words, he ascended up into heaven in a cloud. But I want to take us a little further back so that we can get context for this and look at chapter 1, verse 4. Here we see that they were all assembled together. And they were instructed that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise. I want you to remember that. Wait for the promise, that word promise, of the Father, which said he, ye have heard of me. Here Jesus saying, I want y'all to wait here. And I told you about the promise, and the promise is going to come. He says, because John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost, which is the promise, not many days hence. So putting this in context, the disciples were with Jesus. He had spoken a word to them, instructed them what they should do, wait. And then he also told them, you're going to get power. And after you get power, here's what you want to do. I want you to be a witness for me. Be a witness unto me. Where? Everywhere. All over. Then he closed dramatically. Curtain was closing. He started rising up, and the disciples were looking. And they were so astonished that he was just going away and going up. They were just gazing. You ever know, like when you get hit by a bright light, you know, they say deer in the headlights look, they were just gazing. And he left them. And I want to stop right there to bring this in context and to say, stop gazing and go. Because when we look at the word gaze, it really means to look steadily and intently at something, which excites curiosity or admiration, or your interest. They would, what's going on? And as you know, it to me, you know, I like this, and I have to share with Brother Blake. He and I do some stuff together, but he like cartoons, and I like older cartoons. And it's the, you know, when I look at them and I imagine in my mind, they're looking at Jesus and he disappeared. It's kind of like the old cartoon of the fox and the hound saying, which way did he go? Which way did he go? You know, and so they're looking up and they're gazing. And then, you know, I have to go. That was the dictionary term, but I had to go and look at the word itself in the Greek. And what it means was to fix one's eyes upon, straining their eyes, staring, looking steadfastly. It's if they were almost in a trance, they were just caught up so in gazing. And what I want to tell you today is to stop gazing and go. Because gazing can get you in a lot of trouble. Gazing will cause you to be paralyzed by fear and not even move. You're just stuck. You're just looking. How many of us today are gazing at what's going on in our life and forgetting the promise that God has spoken? We're gazing, but not going. Why? Because we're fearful. We're so caught up in what we see, we can't get past it. And we must realize that God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. How can I go? How can I do what I was called to do? Well, we got to go into the word and let the word of God get into you. Jesus himself is the word, and the word is life. But we're gazing. Caught up in what we see. We can't even move. We don't even think about the promise that God has given us. What is it that God has spoken to you directly in your spirit? What is the word that God has spoken to you by way of a prophet or someone else? And you're still just gazing. I'll bring this and put it in perspective. What are you gazing at? Are you looking at other people? Comparing yourself to them? Rather than understanding what God has for you is just for you, and what he has promised is for you, but you gazing, watching everybody else, comparing yourself to them, but not moving and not going. What are you gazing at that the enemy has put in your mind? The enemy puts things in your way to make you gaze at them rather than go. I'm gonna make it plain. So much going on in the world. Are you gazing at the news? Are you gazing at the news so much till it's got you getting depressed, getting you sick? You're just gazing at it. You can't do nothing. You just, I don't know what's gonna happen. And this is going on. And the enemy just got you gazing. I'm gonna give you an example. Talking about myself. So you'll look at this gazing from a different perspective. I got on the scale one day and I looked down at the number and I was just gazing. I got so caught up, so mesmerized in the number, because it wasn't the right number. It was supposed to be, it wasn't the right number. But you know, and then I got on the scale again another day and I was gazing at that number, and my mind was so wrapped around that number because it wasn't where it should be, I didn't even move to do anything about it. So what did I have to do? I stopped gazing at the number and I started going. Getting the number out of my mind, but looking at the promise. The promise is if I do something, because activity produces results, if I do something and stop gazing, that which was promised shall come to pass. But I gotta stop gazing. So it really felt good when I went to the doctor the other day. You know, I tried to help myself out too. I went in shorts, a t-shirt, and shorts and a t-shirt. And then the lady said, get up on the scale. I said, hold on just a minute. I took my keys and my wallet out my pocket. I took my shoes off. I was getting light. And I stepped on that scale and I don't mind, you know, I'm coming. It said 186. I said, ooh. After I had stopped gazing and I started going, I started getting results. The promise was, and so now I tell you, you don't have to tell me to get up and go. I'm getting up and going because I feel a lot better because I stopped gazing at the number and started going to the desired result. Because what do we always say? Faith without works is what? Dead. Okay, so if you don't do anything but have faith, you won't get any results. Activity produces results. Stop gazing and start going. I'm gonna make it a little bit more plain to everybody. You know, we go to all these conferences. We have all these books and everything. We go to all these conferences all the time. This conference, that conference. We just gaze. All kind of information, just gazing at it. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 7. Ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of truth. We gazing at everything. We got shiny object syndrome. And this passage of scripture is dealing with those who are being tossed about to and fro. When this false prophet come and say something, they over here. When this false prophet come, they over there and getting all this stuff and just right, oh, right, and everything. Oh, God, that's over. And never coming to the true understanding of God. They just gazing at everything they see, they're captured. And we do the same thing. We run to this conference, run to that conference, got books upon books, and we just reading them and stuck and ain't doing a thing with them. We gazing and not going. What am I saying? We're gazing. We're not even taking the stuff that we were supposed to learn and doing something with it. We're not. We're just stuck. That was New Testament. Y'all know I like to have fun teaching. I'm gonna take y'all to the Old Testament. Oh, the Ecclesiastes. Chapter 12, verse 12, talking about gazing now again. And further by these, my son, be admonished of making many books. There is no end. And much study is a weariness of the flesh. We study so much. Now, y'all know I love to study in Spedazzo, but the purpose of studying and gazing is to go and put things into action, go and make disciples. But so many of us, we just gaze at it and do nothing with it. Reading everything and anything except God's word and not going. Just teaching today. Gazing and not going will get you caught up and get you in trouble. Y'all don't believe me, do y'all? Let's go. With 2 Samuel. Turn now with me over 2 Samuel. 2 Samuel chapter 11. Gazing will get you caught up, but going will get you blessed by God. Going requires faith. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Hebrews 11 and 1. Then if we go a little further, it says, without faith, it is impossible to please him. He that cometh to God must believe that he is and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. And James 2, 17 talks about faith without works is dead. So we can't gaze. Now, I'm going to take you. Some of us may have heard the story of David and Bathsheba. Some of us may have not. I'm going to summarize for you. David was supposed to be in battle, but he wasn't. He stayed home. He was walking around looking on the roof, ended up doing some things he wasn't supposed to do. And the king, you know, being the king, and he had the woman's husband killed. But then at the end, God pointed him out because he was supposed to be in battle, but he was gazing. And I know y'all going to say, I never saw that before in the scripture, but I'm going to show you. Turn with me to 2 Samuel. And let's look at chapter 11, beginning at verse 1. And it came to pass after the year was expired at the time when the kings go forth to battle. You see that? Kings do what? Go forth to battle. That David sent Joab and his servants with him and all Israel. He sent everybody else. He didn't go. And they destroyed the children of Ammon and besieged Rabbah. But David tarried still at Jerusalem. Right? Y'all see this thing? Everybody else went. He stayed home. And it came to pass in an evening time. Y'all know it got a little late at night here. Ain't nobody else here. I'm home by myself. That David arose from off his bed, woke up, and walked upon the roof of the king's house. He got up, walked on the rooftop. And from the roof, Here's what I want y'all to get. He saw, and I'm going to stop right there. Because I said, Lord, help me to see this thing. Let me go do a word study. And that word right there, for y'all who look at the Old Testament study, it's the Old Testament, the number for it in Strong's is 7200. The word is raha, which means to look upon, to gaze. yes. So David was there, and he saw a woman washing herself, and the woman was very beautiful to look upon. Here we go. He was gazing, and gazing at the wrong thing. Brothers, I'm speaking to the brother. Eye candy will get you in trouble. You need to do what God has called you to do. What happened with David? Because he was supposed to go into battle, but he was gazing at the wrong thing. What he did? He went and sent for this man's wife. He slept with this man's wife, got her pregnant, tried to cover it up, had her husband killed. He sinned against God. Now look at that. All because he was gazing, he got in trouble. He didn't go where he's supposed to do. But I'm here to tell you, stop gazing and go. Say, well, show me how going works, Pastor. How does going work? See, we see what gazing will do, but what does going do for me? Well, let's go over to the book of Luke. Luke chapter 17 and starting at verse 11. See, David was in a great situation. He was a king. Nothing was going on. He should have just been out there praising the Lord, going to battle, but he was gazing. Now, here we, in this passage of scripture, Luke chapter 17, starting at verse 11, we have some lepers we're dealing with here. And in that day, leprosy was something else. You were unclean. You were cast out. You were outside. No hope, no cure. You were abandoned, you were ridiculed. How many of you feel like that now and you are just gazing at your situation, comparing yourself to someone else, rather than going to Jesus and going to God and say, what is it that I must do? Here are the 10 lepers, verse 11. And it came to pass as he went to Jerusalem that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. This is Jesus. And he entered into a certain village. There met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. They was off. They was out there because they were ceremonial. They were unclean, cast out. And they lifted up their voices saying, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. Have mercy on us. They understood where they were. They realized they needed help. They saw Jesus and they cried. They went to him and asked him for help. And when Jesus saw them, he said unto them, I want y'all to see this now. He said what? Go. He didn't say gaze. He said, go. Show yourselves unto the priest. Because once you're cured of leprosy, you've been healed, you had to show yourself to the priest and he would make the final declaration. And so here they are in their situation, all messed up, can't see their way. I'm gonna talk like you, all messed up, don't know where their money coming from, don't know how their bills gonna get paid. Oh, don't know if they're going to make it out of COVID, but God has placed some things in their mind and in their hearts, in their spirits, and they ain't looking at nobody else. They just toe up, but Jesus said, go. So guess what? And it came to pass what? As they went. You're gazing at your situation. You're gazing at what it looks like. But God has already told you, I promised you some things. I need you to go and get this. And as they went, they were cleansed. Not as they gazed, they were cleansed, but as they went, they were cleansed. What has God promised you? What has God told you? What are you waiting on? Why are you standing there gazing? God has already promised you he's going to do it. You're waiting on other things. He is saying today, go. Stop gazing. Stop looking at other people. Stop looking at what's going on. Stop looking at your circumstance. God is saying, I'm bigger than your circumstance. All I want you to do is just move. If you move, I'll move all the other stuff out your way. But you're just gazing. Yeah, I'm going to make this plain. He's already, I told you, he told them earlier, you wait up there, you do it on, you're going to receive the what? The promise. And the promise was of the Holy Spirit. But they got caught gazing. But I got to tell you this, what happened? Verse 11, Acts, going back to Acts 1, verse 11, the white men in apparel said, ye men of Galilee, why stand you gazing in the heaven? They were gazing, but somebody woke them up. Shook him up a little bit and said, hey, what you doing? What you doing? Look it up. Did not Jesus tell you to do something? And guess what? After they were woke up and stopped gazing, verse 12, then returned they unto Jerusalem. Then they returned. Wait a minute. Then they went. And after they went, you know, over in chapter 2, they got the Holy Ghost. They got the promise. Once they did what God told them to do, it was all said and done, and they got it. Oh, hallelujah. Just like the lepers. They weren't gazing at their situation. They went. As they went, they were cleansed. Let me give you why I'm harping on going and the promise. Joshua chapter 1, verse 3. We doing all this gazing and looking around. Joshua chapter 1, verse 3. What does it say? Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon. Got to get this. That have I given unto you. Already given. You just got to step. Wherever you step. I've already given it to you. That's some stuff right there. Wherever you step, he telling you, wherever you step, wherever the place of the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given you, as I said unto Moses. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What am I saying? Oh, you got to really get this. Going over to 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians, chapter 1, verse 20. He told him, wherever the sole of your foot, where it touches, I've already given it to you. What God has spoken to you, that promise, just like he told the disciples, you're going to receive the promise of the Father. God has said, I'm going to give you your promises. I'm going to feel that. And how do I know he's going to do it? Look at 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20. For all, not some, for all the promises of God in him, ain't nobody bigger than God. All his promises in him are what? Yea and amen. End of story. Stop all this gazing. Stop looking around at other people stuck by fear, paralyzed. Not doing what God instructed you to do can get you in trouble. It will delay or deny your blessings. You waiting, talking about God, where are you? No, God's waiting on you. He's already told you. He's already spoken it to you. You gazing at everything that's going around. The enemy has got you blinded. I'm just here to tell you today, as the young folks say, you need to get woke. You need to get woke. Hallelujah. Caught up with everything else that's going on around you that you can't. You're just gazing over here. You're just gazing over there. God is saying, I told you, go ye therefore. Oh, we need to get up, start going. Why? We must be about our Father's business. You must go and do the things while it is yet daytime. daytime to fulfill your promises, daytime to do the work and the will of God, daytime. Oh, he told him, go to the upper room, wait, pray for the Holy Spirit. And not only after that, he said, move out, go preach and teach the gospel, make disciples. And when they did that, oh my goodness, the church was blessed. People were healed. People were delivered. The church expanded. Why? Because they stopped gazing. And they went. God may have told you, it's time for you to go back to school. You're gazing at the cost of tuition. Stop it. You probably already got somebody to pay that for you. All he's saying, go down there and register. You need that to move to the next level in your life. He said, God done told somebody to start a business, to write a book, to sing a song, to start a ministry. God has spoken to you, but you're gazing at what it's going to cost. How am I going to do it? And God is saying, I've already promised wherever you step, I've given it to you. Stop gazing. Start going. Heed unto my voice. I've spoken it. And God is saying, whatever I've spoken, it must happen. My word will never return unto me void. I'm telling you today, God is speaking. The bad relationship you're in, just go to God. The place where you're at, it's not where you're supposed to be. Stop gazing at it and go. The Lord is speaking. He's asking you, why are you still here? Why are you looking up yet gazing? I've given you instruction. I told you what to do. I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Stop being scared. Stop being afraid. What are you afraid of? Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. We got to stop gazing. We got to get into the word. That word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. Okay, it's good. It's on the inside. It's permeate. Now I've got to go and apply it. I've got to speak it to my situation. It is written that my God said he shall supply all of my needs according to his riches and glory. I'm not going to gaze at where I am. I'm not going to gaze at my bank account. I'm not going to gaze at the situation on my job. God has promised me he's going to make my enemies my footstool. God has already promised me, touch not mine anointed and do my prophet no harm. I ain't worried about what you're doing. I'm going to go and stop gazing. Hallelujah. Saints of God. God is saying to you today, stop looking at your situation. Stop looking at other people. Stop worrying. He said, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. He's already spoken it. Stop gazing. Whatever he has promised you. I'm not going to tell you it's going to be easy. I'm not going to tell you it's not going to be without some pain and some suffering. The disciples suffered pain. But through great pain and suffering comes great rewards. You want to be used mightily of God? Stop gazing at what will happen to you or what might happen to you. Just look at God. Look unto him, the author and finisher of your faith, and just go and count it worthy. So today, those of you who have heard this word from the Lord, Jesus was talking to those men. He had instructed them before, gave them a final closing word, go ye therefore, and went up. But they got caught up in him going up. And I don't know, the scripture doesn't say this, but in my mind, I'm saying they were, oh, Jesus gone. Jesus gone. He was here. What are we going to do? He already told you. You're going to have some power. Just wait up. Don't worry about me leaving, because in that scripture, it said, I'm leaving, but I'm going to come back in the same manner. All I need you to do is just hold it down, boys, till I come back. Hold it down till I come back and spread it. So today, saints of God, children of God, those who need to know God, has he spoken something in your spirit? And you're gazing at what could be rather than believing what shall be. And you're standing there locked in fear. Don't fear, don't fret. Because today, You can have peace with God. If you don't know him as your Lord and as your Savior, he can give you peace right now by just accepting him. You don't know which way to turn, which way to go. You've been gazing, but because you heard it today, you say, what do I need to do to stop gazing? Just ask God. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. He will order your steps. All you have to do is surrender. Make him Lord of your life, Adonai. And he will lead you and he will guide you. If you don't know the Lord right now, wherever you are, he's ready to forgive you of your sins. He's ready to make you whole. He's ready to cleanse you. All you have to do is to say, Lord, forgive me of my sins. Cleanse me from all unrighteousness, recognizing that I am a sinner and I need help. I need Jesus to save me, to wash me, to justify me so that I will look like Jesus when God looks at me through the process of justification.
For more information about True Holiness, or if you'd like to give a tax-deductible donation to help us continue to spread the gospel, visit us on the web at www.trueholinesscogic.org.
Completely redesigned, Bashani Radio App is hotter than ever.
Ever.
Now you can binge listen your favorite podcast show. And for those listeners that like to talk trash, excuse me, I mean give feedback. Just tap our new feedback button and run your mouth for 60 seconds. Download free for iPhone and Android in the App Store or listen online at BashaniRadio.com.